Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is Adventures in Wine Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night it's wine night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 11th?
Yeah, can you believe it? Oh my god.
This month is just blowing by.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
Damn. All I can say is damn. It's basically Christmas.
We're getting close. We're almost halfway through the podcast.
Thank god. So, Sarah, why don't you pull out wine number 11 and let's see what we're looking at. Yeah, pull it right out of there.
Okay, a seaworthy tale from Hungary. It's a very nice label. We got a ship. Ship on the high seas doing some fishing, looks like.
It's an okay label. Kind of stylish, mod, little like old-timey ship engraving. All right, so this is... Why don't you get that started? The varietal is a Blaufränkisch, which apparently is a varietal of wine. It has been compared to a Pinot Noir or a Syrah, and it is grown in Central Europe. It's thought this varietal goes back as far as the Middle Ages, probably, and originated in Slovenia, also known as a Blaufränkisch. I have never had this. Apparently, and if you believe the marketing text that came with the wine advent calendar, apparently Hungarian wine around the turn of the 1900s used to be like kind of a big deal.
I mean, you know, I love myself a Hungarian grape. Always have.
I didn't know that. Well, you're much more worldly than I am.
Yeah, and actually inspired by this bottle, A Seaworthy Tale, the title of this wine, I would like to dedicate this episode to my dear friend, Beth Schultz, a world-renowned Melville scholar who has spent many times thinking about the sea, thinking about seaworthy tales, and drinking wine with Jeremy and myself over the years. Beth, this one's for you. If you're listening, happy holidays. Hope we get to have some wine with you this year.
Amen. I don't know if she knows what a podcast is.
Yeah, maybe someone will find her and play this for her.
All right, let's see if this is any good. And not so much. Kind of sour is the first thing I got.
Yeah. Kind of cranberry-ish, which is nice for the holiday season, I guess. It actually tastes quite a lot like cranberry.
Actually, now that you say cranberry, I like it a little more.
It's got that kind of tangy, bitter, just slightly balanced, a little sweet. It definitely has a cranberry color. I mean, it would actually be probably quite good with a dish that had cranberry sauce as part of the meal.
I mean, as with all of the wines in this set, it's pretty young. Excuse me. Unlike me, this wine is quite young.
No kidding.
And we have returned. A seaworthy, what's it called?
Tale.
A seaworthy tale. Well, I don't know why they called it that. I don't really like this wine. I'm not upset at having tried this varietal, which I hadn't really had before, but really all I'm getting is it kind of tastes like cranberry juice, and I need, like, I wish there was some oak or like something a little more smoky in the finish, a little more body, a little more something, but all I get is just that kind of... It just tastes like cranberry juice, which isn't bad. I'm not spitting it out. I'm going to drink it. But I'm not loving it. I'm giving it 2 JBs.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I like it more than that. True, it's no Moby Dick of a wine, but it is, in my honest opinion, seaworthy enough to keep you afloat this holiday season.
See, you're doing such a better job than I did. I love that.
This isn't competitive. This is collaborative.
No, I know, and I'm so glad that...
You're interrupting my review.
Okay, I'm sorry.
With its cranberry color, flavor, and I'd go so far as to say bouquet, it would do any festive table, if not proud, at least satisfied. I give it 3 JB.
Hmm. See, I feel I'm getting like nothing on the nose.
I get a little cranberry liquor.
So that gives us a 2.5 JB. 2.5 JB for a seaworthy tale. Not the strongest showing for Hungary, but, you know, it's been kind of an off century for them. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World of 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Cheers!